Hello and welcome to the Tony Time podcast. If you are planning a festival themed DIY wedding, then this is an episode that you do not want to miss. Sarah and Joe got engaged at Glastonbury Festival with a proposal story like no other. On today's podcast, we are talking about the epic proposal story, how you can plan your own festival themed DIY wedding, amazing invites and save the dates, colourful pom-poms, wellies as centrepieces, and why it's important to plan your perfect day. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Hi.
I'm so excited to have you on because I was literally looking through your Instagram feed this morning and I didn't realise that you're an absolute pro at interviews now with your fantastic engagement story. So let's start off with you telling us all about your engagement story.
Okay, so yeah, Glastonbury Festival has always been special to me, and I've been, I think, last year was my ninth time, so it's been one of my favorite places, and I've always loved it. So ever since, I think the first time I went when I was about 15, and I absolutely loved it, and there's only been one time I've never got tickets, so fingers crossed I can keep that up and make sure I get there every year. Otherwise I'm gonna have to just work and or do something, because I have to get there. But especially now as well,
I know.
But yeah, so it was the Sunday of the Glastonbury Festival, which is the last day.
So did you arrive on the Wednesday?
Arrived on the Wednesday. So we had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So on the Sunday, we were at the pyramid stage, and I was with my friends, and we went to go and see something else before, so we were, and my partner, now fiance, was at the pyramid stage waiting for me, and we went to go and see something before, and we arranged to meet up to go and see Kylie Minogue. So
did you want to see Kylie? Or
I like Kylie, like, because it was the legend slot. We thought you have to really go and see it. So I wanted to go and see Kylie, and we both said, oh, we'll meet up here at this time. So I was like, yeah, okay, that's fine. Nothing really, didn't really think anything of it. And then just before Kylie Minogue came on, David Attenborough came on to do a speech and about climate change, and we were one side of the pyramid stage, and Joe, my fiance, was on in the middle.
I was gonna say, like, how do you even find each other?
So that was one of the issues, was that all my friends in on it. So they had to try and fight our way through to get it, and they were really nervous that I wouldn't be there in time. They told me afterwards that they were really nervous that this would never happen, because I wouldn't be there with Joe. So luckily we did get there in plenty of time, and I didn't really think anything of it. Just thought, oh, we're just trying to meet up with the other half of our group. So
looking back now, do you feel like your friends were, like, panicking a bit and acting a bit weird, or?
Yeah, I really do. I think they were acting really strange, because I kept saying, oh, I really need to go to the bathroom before we go into the main bit. And I'm like, nah, don't bother. Just hold it, and we'll go. Otherwise I'll miss Kylie. So now looking back, I can see that they were a bit sheepish about it. But at the time I had no idea. We eventually fought our way through the crowds and got together, and I was just fine. And then Kylie Minogue, the like lead up music to Kylie, came on the stereo, and Joe told me to look up in the sky. And then so I was looking up, and I saw this plane, like, with a banner. And then on the banner it said, Sarah Adams, marry me, Joe. And I was like, oh, that's really nice. Someone called Sarah Adams is gonna get engaged.
Like, how cool.
I was like, oh, that's really nice. And it's got Joe. What a coincidence. And then my friend had to tap me on the shoulder to tell me to look down, and Joe was down on one knee. I was just totally blown away from it, because I had no idea it was going to happen. But he actually bought our engagement ring from the Glastonbury Festival. So there's a little arts and crafts area. Right. And on the Thursday, so he went to the festival without a ring.
Did he know that he wanted to? Obviously, he knew he wanted to propose, otherwise he wouldn't have planned it all. Did he just think, oh, I'll just get a ring there, it'd be fine, or?
Yeah, so he, well, because he's been three times, so he knew that you could get things like that.
Yeah.
Well, we arranged to get, I went to go and get my hair done on the Thursday and get it washed and like nicely plaited.
Yeah.
And he thought that was a good time to go and get the ring from the crafts area. So they made the ring on site. So that's a really nice thing. So it's like a sterling silver ring with some kind of pattern on, which is really pretty. It's just one that I've never seen before. So I think I'm going to eventually use it as a wedding band because it's more like a wedding band.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get an engagement ring
yeah.
to have. And then this is going to be my wedding band.
Oh, lovely. So,
which is quite nice because I've just, because it's such a, definitely got a meaning to it now. It's
definitely,
I'm terrified that I'm going to lose it. Because I think that it, the thing is, it's like one of a kind as well. It's not like you can go and get it made again at the same time. And
did he design it then, or like with the people?
Yes, yeah. No, so he went there and he decided to, well, yeah, I don't think he designed it himself, but he went and chose it. And he had my, I have another ring on my right hand, my white wedding finger hand, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And he tried it on and he pushed it as far as he could onto one of his fingers, and that's how he measured this one.
So he tried
very well and it fits. So that's
Oh, brilliant. After obviously he's proposed, how did you feel then? So that's like Sunday evening, is it?
Yes.
And then when do you leave Glastonbury?
Monday morning. So Sunday evening we definitely drank a bit too much and I ended up just passing out on the floor on the last headliner while they were playing, which was The Cure. So I totally missed them, but all of our friends were just celebrating with us and it was such a lovely time. And then Monday morning came along and I had a really bad hangover and we had to pack up the whole tent and I was not in a good way, but And then we ended up having loads of phone calls with BBC Hereford and Worcester, which is our local one.
Yeah.
And then we ended up having an interview with BBC Midlands Today, which is our local TV news station. So we, on the Monday evening, we actually went on the Midlands Today show, which is, I was still hungover and we were both in a different place because it was just so amazing that what was happening. But and then on the following Wednesday we went on to be with Greg James, which was just amazing because we absolutely love him. He's our favorite.
I bet it was all quite a whirlwind really, wasn't it? Like you say, like it probably take you a couple of days to like get over Glastonbury itself. How did Joe arrange it all? Like how did he even find a guy with a plane? And
so we actually have a family, well his parents have a family friend that fly planes and one day we met up with them and he was, I think, well they met up, I wasn't there, and they were talking about engagement and Joe was like, oh it'd be really good if I can get engaged at Glastonbury, that's what I want to do. And then our friend was like, what about a plane with a banner? And our friend just sorted it out. He knew someone, it was a really easy, Joe said it was a very easy, but the one thing was is that the plane only had a 15 minute slot that it could fly site because it's a no-fly zone and the weather was a bit iffy and quite windy. Not happened at all, and Joe said that if the plane banner didn't go over he wouldn't propose to me that day.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh god, so you might have even had to wait another year.
I know, exactly, and it wouldn't have been this year because it's cancelled, so
that's crazy then, isn't it? So after Glastonbury, so what happened then? So did you start planning things straight away? So I guess we should say that you're planning like a Glastonbury festival themed wedding, which is probably quite obvious, really.
Yeah, Glastonbury festival themed, lots of colour, rainbow colours, more colours the better, I think that's what we're going for. We started planning straight away. We knew that we didn't want to get married this year, which is 2020. Yeah. We knew we wanted to go 2021 because I've got to finish my university course this year, so I didn't want to have the stress of a wedding as well. So we started planning pretty much the month after. We visited a venue, it's called Albridge Farm in Droitwich, and we fell in love straight away. It was the first venue we went to and we fell in love, but we did our parents both said you have to go and have a look at other places. Yeah. So we looked at loads of different things, loads of like country houses.
Yeah.
We looked at hotels with big places out the front, but nothing compared, which is quite a good thing that we didn't have to look for loads of places.
Yeah.
Look through loads of places, but.
So the venue you've chosen, I think it's like a teepee sort of setup, isn't it? So do you have like a big giant teepee outside?
Yeah, so it is literally just a teepee. So it's got a three-hat teepee.
Yeah.
And it overlooks a lake as well, which is a fishing lake for the rest, for most of the year. And then at weekends in the summer, it turns into a wedding venue.
Oh, lovely. That's so exciting. I love teepees, but they look amazing if you do it properly. Yeah. I bet you can't wait.
I can't wait. I can't wait to decorate.
I know. That's the thing with things like teepees or like marquees and things. You can decorate it however you want, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Like totally like DIY.
I like that it's a blank canvas. You can bring your own touch to it, which is what I wanted, because I love just colourful things and just bringing my own touch to everything, really.
And it'll feel like you're at Glastonbury as well, won't it?
Yeah. And I'm not really that bothered if it rains as well.
You'd be used to it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of, if it rains in a teepee venue, you're all still in the same place because it's all an open area. So it's kind of a nice, and you'll still have because we're getting married in September, it'll still be quite warm. Hopefully it'll be quite warm.
Yeah. September usually has like good sun lines, so the sun's usually a lot lower. So it is quite gorgeous, is September.
Yeah, we did want to have, because it's outdoors and it will be the lighting of the teepee will be really nice. We wanted to make sure it'd be dark, like dark, really dark in the evening. So that's why we picked September for that, because we were thinking of maybe going about June time just so we could do it, but then it would just be too light, and I think it's quite nice to have and then there's also a fire as well in the teepee, a fire pit, so we can have that burning. And
you don't want that on in the middle of summer, do you?
No, definitely not.
So after you picked the venue, what was the plan then? Obviously, you've got your colourful colour scheme already, and you want like a festival rainbow theme. So what did you sort of look at after the venue? What was your next go-to?
The next go-to really was a band.
Yeah.
So we were trawling the internet and finding bands, and I kind of left that to Joe. So that would be his little job, to find a band that he wanted. So we picked, I think it was five, and we were just listening to them. And then we've eventually picked one. They're called The Kickstarts, and they're from Cheshire, and they do kind of a mixture of indie theme, like the indie style of songs, but they'll do pop music as well. So they do pop music but in an indie theme, which is what we kind of wanted to go for.
Oh, exciting. Do you and Joe have a similar taste in music then? Or...
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that helps then.
We absolutely love Coldplay as well. So Coldplay, I'm hopefully going to, well, I am going to be walking down the aisle to Coldplay Yellow. That's the plan. And then our first dance is going to be Coldplay Sky Full of Stars as well.
Oh,
so Coldplay are going to play a big part of our wedding. We're going to have quite a lot of Coldplay music in it. And we've seen Coldplay together about four times, so they're kind of special to us as well.
So are you guys getting married outside as well, or are you getting married in the teepee?
So we're not actually getting married at the venue. We're going to get married at the registry office, so our plan is to get married on the Thursday
before
and then we're going to have a humanist ceremony.
Amazing.
With a celebrant on the day, so I really wanted to get a lot of people involved in that and involved in the ceremony. We're hopefully going to be having a hand fasting
with all the
ceremony as well, with all the ribbons.
Lovely. I love humanist ceremonies.
We're both not religious at all, so we're kind of going a bit different with whatever. I haven't been to a wedding that's a humanist ceremony before. And I like the fact that you can bring everyone in, get everyone involved and do different things, which I think would be really nice for everyone to do something a bit different.
They're really good because they're so much more personal. Generally, like, the celebrant will like share a story of how you guys met and your sort of love story. And they're always like, it does make everyone feel much more part of the wedding. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she said that we're going to have quite a lot of meetings with her and so she can get to know us as a couple and know our relationship and us as people and try and bring that through.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. So after you've decided on your venue and things, so what then?
Food.
Or bands then food.
Yeah, bands then food. That was kind of, we really wanted, so we've got a really, our favourite restaurant in the world is called Beefy Boys in Hereford. So it's a burger restaurant and they do, they've got this massive street food van that they go to all the food festivals in.
Yeah.
And we really wanted that at our wedding. So I didn't even know if they did weddings. So I just contacted them and said, do you do weddings? We would really love you to be part of our day. And they came back to us and said, yes. So we went and had tastings of their menu.
And that was amazing.
We went through everything that we've got. So we've gone for a really laid back festival street food for our wedding. So we're not having like a wedding breakfast.
Yeah.
Sit down. We're going to get our guests to go and collect their own food.
Yeah. Like they're at a festival, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be served on paper plate, wooden knives and forks. So,
Very
so it's going to be, very authentic. And I'm going to get some oil bins that we could put bin bags in so people can just clear up themselves.
Easy.
Easy, exactly. So that's the plan. So we're having canapes and we're having chicken wings and jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
And lots of different things for our canapes. And then it's just burgers and chips and mac and cheese balls for our main.
Oh, amazing.
And then we've just got like shot desserts, so different desserts in shot glasses. So,
oh, lovely.
So that should be a bit different.
I can't wait.
No, I can't. It's making me drool think about it.
And then another thing I wanted to talk to you about was your ideas of your save the dates and your invites, because I just think they are absolutely brilliant and so fitting within the theme as well. So have you made your own save the dates?
Yes, so we made the save the dates. I knew that I wanted to spend a bit more on the actual invites, so we thought we'd go quite cheap on the save the dates.
Yeah.
So I ordered a stamp from Etsy that is like a ticket, and it was personalised with our names. We're getting married on our date, and we got some multicoloured cards and made them kind of into a ticket shape and just sent them off like that. And I was so pleased with them because they cost probably about 30 quid for about 80 invites, save the date. So it was really, really good. But it meant that I could then spend more money on the actual invite.
Yeah. So tell us about your invites.
So we're hopefully going to be getting and making some lanyards for people. So they're going to be festival, hopefully have the TV on the front with, we're going to get someone to draw us as cartoons in front of the TV.
Oh, amazing.
And then we're going to put them into like a lanyard shape and then so people can wear them on the day. And then also on the day, we're going to give out wristbands, personalised wristbands.
Oh, lovely.
Joe really wants to get personalised hats made. So we're going to have like caps and bucket hats on the table so people can be walking around. But our favours are going to be T-shirts.
Oh,
so
really?
So we're going to have T-shirts made for people with, he's made a logo, a Blaine Fest logo is what we've called the wedding. And we're gonna have T-shirts for people so they can put, if they wanted to, they can put them on. So
that is absolutely brilliant. I bet by the end of the night you'll just have all your guests wearing the T-shirts.
Exactly.
And it's such an awesome like memento as well for everyone to take away from the wedding.
That's what I've always thought, because I've always wanted to do favors for people can actually use that, because sometimes you get favours that, I like favours that you can eat or drink because I think that's good anyway, but then there's some things that you get and you're like, where do I put this, what can I use with this? You don't want to throw it away. I've got lots of friends ones that I've got them somewhere, but they're not really on the side or anything. So at least with a t-shirt you could wear it and you can do your painting, you can do painting in it, or you could use it, go to the gym.
How awesome. It'll be like you've got like a band tee, won't it? And then something else, just like staying on the clothing theme, I've seen that you want to make your own jacket as well, your own like denim jacket, was it?
Yes, so I want to make my denim jacket and then also my bridesmaid denim jacket, because I've got five bridesmaids and one bridesman.
Yeah.
So we're going to do denim jackets, and I think we're going to do them all together though. I'm going to do it as like a little weekend
thing,
get loads of crafts, and we can all make
your own jacket
together. Yeah.
Oh, that's quite a nice thing to do. Yeah. So have you been dress shopping, bridesmaid dress shopping yet? Or
so I was meant to go dress shopping last month, but that was cancelled because of Corona. So I'm on the list for as soon as it opens to get back there. But I have seen a dress that I love.
Mm.
And I did try it on at the NEC wedding show.
Right.
But it was so stressful there that I couldn't enjoy the experience. But it was the same dress that I'm going to hopefully be trying on again.
Oh, that's exciting. And what about your bridesmaids and your bridesman?
So we haven't been dress shopping. I've seen quite a few online that I really like. I really like the colour yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow is going to be probably one of the contenders. But I'm kind of not that bothered about what the colour of the bridesmaids' dresses are.
Yeah.
As long as they look nice. Because we're going for rainbow theme. We haven't really got a theme we've got to match into.
So you can have anything, really.
The bridesman are hopefully going to get either a waistcoat to match in with the colour or something different, so he looks a bit different from the groomsmen.
Yeah, yeah. So are the bridesmaids going to just have the denim jackets there to wear later on if they wanted to?
Yes. So they're going to have it and hopefully to fit pictures as well, because I think they always look really nice to have pictures with them.
And then what about your groom Joe and the groomsmen? What's their theme so far?
So I think Joe, we're kind of going a bit laid back-ish, because I'm going to be wearing trainers to get married in, because it's going to be on grass anyway. Yeah. So we're kind of, and all the bridesmaids are going to be in trainers.
Yeah.
So Joe's going to go very casual, maybe some chino trousers and just a jacket and a shirt rather than a full suit.
Yeah, you don't want to be too hot either, do you?
No, exactly.
And then you've got more room for dancing as well.
Yeah.
I saw your wedding shoes on Instagram. Have you ordered some glittery Vans?
Yes. So I've got amazing. Some blue glittery Vans. I actually bought them from TK Maxx, and they were 30 quid. I fell in love with them and thought they could be my something. And I've tried them on. So I've got those, and I'm hopefully that the dress will work with them. But I'm going to, so at least I could take them to try on my dresses, which is really good.
Yeah. So we're still 15 months away from your wedding. Does that sound scary, actually?
Yeah, it does, actually. It really does. Because I've kind of thought, oh, it's next year. But this year's flown by so quickly
How's the planning going? Have you planned much else? Are you just sort of getting the big things sorted at the minute? And then are you going to be making lots of things for the wedding?
Yes. So I've already started making lots of pom-poms. So I want a lot of pom-pom decorations all over the teepee. And look, we're going to make lots of bunting. Luckily, my mum's very good at sewing, so she can.
Handy.
She's going to help out. And they've been making, both mums have been making pom-poms. So we've got buckets and buckets of pom-poms already, and we've still got 15 months to go. But I think the more the better.
Yeah.
Because it's just going to, I think, more you can just put them everywhere, and they're going to be all over, even in the toilets I'm going to put them, just to decorate every single bit of the teepee. And we've got like a woodland area all around the venue, so I'm just going to put them all in the trees.
Oh, lovely.
Pom-pom bunting, and I'm kind of going to go over the top, but I think over the top is going to be good.
Well, it'll get to the point where like you've made enough for like the first bit, and then you'll just carry on making stuff and making more stuff, and then before you know it, you've just got like, it's like a little mini festival, which is really nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
What else have you been making? Or what else are you planning to make as well?
Okay, I'm planning to make... So I'm going to do... So for our table decorations, I'm going to have Wellington boots with plants inside. So
awesome.
I need to get on with it, really, and start buying wellies. There's going to be lots of Wellington boots just to keep with the festival theme.
Mm.
And we're going to start planting plants in them so they can grow, and then that's going to be our kind of style. The flowers, and then we've booked Flora. She's quite wacky, which is really good. And she loves color, so I'm really looking forward to working with her too. So she's Flora Roundabout in Worcester. Lydia is a lovely lady, and she's going to make my flower crown as well, so I'm hopefully going to be having a flower crown for yeah. walk down the aisle, and hopefully I can be wearing it all day because I'm
Amazing. And are you making any other like decorations for around the venue as well? Were you thinking of having lanterns in the teepee as well as your all your pom-poms?
Yes, so we're going to have lanterns. Also going to be making a lot of four on the chairs. We're going to be having lots of ribbon. There's going to be lots of colourful ribbon hanging down, because at Glastonbury there's a ribbon tower. That's one of the main like landmarks there.
Yeah.
And it's all multicoloured ribbon hanging down. And then on in the teepee there's a big hoop decoration hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have flowers all around it. Gypsy Celia is gonna be on it, and then there's just gonna be ribbons falling from it. So hopefully that will look quite nice.
Where did you go to for like all the inspiration for your wedding? Did you just like look on Instagram or Pinterest or?
Yeah, so on Pinterest, there's also been quite a few brides on Rock and Roll Bride who have had Glastonbury Festival theme weddings. I've looked on there and stolen a few ideas from them of the colours. But all of the tables are going to be named after ages at Glastonbury, and we're going to make the signs for that. We're going to try and make direction sign for going outside the tent, so it'll show where the toilet is, and it'll show where the ceremony area
like
is.
Signposts.
Yeah, exactly. But it's going to be multicoloured and have bunting coming from the top down.
Yeah.
And, I'm looking forward to just cracking on with it, really.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, is it hard, like, so you, when you get engaged and like, obviously you plan the stuff that you know you need, is it hard then to think, right, I want everything? Is it hard to sort of like think, actually, I just need to like narrow this down and think, I can't have absolutely everything. I need to just...
Yeah, exactly. You kind of need to have a notebook, because sometimes things come into your head and you're like, that's better than that idea.
So
then you can scribble out. So I have a little notebook, like a wedding planner notebook, that I've got a list of things that we need to make or get ordered, and I'm kind of ticking them off every now and then.
Yeah. I bet it feels like, I think you're the first person that I've spoken to like within the podcast that's not at the very early stages of planning, because obviously you've been engaged for nearly a year, but with still 15 months to go. So I almost like feel in my head that you're just going to be like, woo, like, we need everything.
You just have to kind of narrow things down of what you need
and
what you think would look good. But I am trying to get everything organized, which I am kind of glad now because of what's happened. I think if that happens again, or if it's still going, at least I've done quite a lot already.
Yeah,
I'm hoping it's not going to be any longer, but you never know. I do need a trip to IKEA sometime soon to get lots of bits. But
I miss places like IKEA. I love going to IKEA.
Yeah,
you always like go for one thing and then come out with about 1500 things, don't you?
I've made lists of so many things that wedding related bits that I want to get. Like they have some really cute lanterns that I want to get to hang over the footways. But the only place you can get them is IKEA, and they don't deliver, or the delivery is so expensive that you may as well just wait.
hopefully it'll be open again soon, won't it? So what are you most looking forward to about the wedding day? Like, what's the bit that you're most looking forward to about getting married and things?
I think I'm most looking forward to like the party at the end, and everyone just dancing, and I'm gonna make loads of flower headbands for people to wear, and then we're gonna have like tattoos that people could put on.
Just
try and be a bit, and I'm gonna get like quite a few sequin jackets and things that people could just wear and just chuck on, and just a bit of a party. And that's what we really want to go for. Like, we want to get married to be with each other forever, but it's kind of, we'd rather
a celebration.
We're kind of going for the whole, we want a big celebration with all of our favorite people, and to kind of make it a special day for them as well as us.
Are all your friends like into Glastonbury as well, or?
So most of our friends are into music, so they like festivals and they like festival themes. I'm hoping, I have told my bridesmaids that I would like to go to a festival for my hen party, but I'm kind of leaving it up to them to choose which one. I'm not expecting Glastonbury, but I'm expecting like a little festival best friends.
Oh, that'd be so good. When you went to Glastonbury, how many of you were there?
So in our group there was about 8 of us.
Oh, lovely. And then how many bridesmaids are you having?
So I've got 5 bridesmaids and 1 bridesman.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to just doing stuff with them and having like a special time with them and going dress shopping with them. It's a nice excuse to do stuff together.
Yeah, I bet. And then what about Joe? What do you think he's most looking forward to? Same, the party. Food and the party.
Yeah, the food and the party, exactly. So, yeah, I think we are going to enjoy the ceremony a lot more than it's a humanist one.
Yeah.
Our kind of registry office ceremony is just going to be a quick bam and out kind of thing, just to get the piece of paper kind of.
The legal bits.
Yeah, the legal bit. I know that our families will be quite looking forward to that bit. So we're going to invite our old bits of family to that. And I don't think they're going to really enjoy our actual wedding day because it's going to be a bit too much for
bit
them.
Wild.
But yeah, exactly.
You're still going to invite them though, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to probably come, but they'll probably end up coming because they're mainly in their late 80s and they will probably come and then be taken home after the ceremony bit.
But
we've decided also that we're not going to have any children at our wedding.
Yeah.
Taking that decision as we don't have children ourselves.
Yeah.
We just want people to be
relax
there themselves.
And enjoy it.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's not been an issue for any of the people that we know with children.
No.
Our sisters and brothers, they don't have an issue with leaving their children with someone else. I think they're kind of looking forward to it. I think it's a good excuse not to bring your kids if you don't have to.
Yeah.
But I know that some brides, they are adamant at having children at their wedding. So I don't see it. But for us, because I think it's mainly because we don't have children ourselves and we know that it's going to be
going to be like a solid party, you don't want it does make a difference for people. I know my friends would be the same, that you don't want your guests to just be like having like one eye on the kids and one eye on like having a good time. And also it just allows everyone just to let loose a little bit, doesn't it?
Exactly.
So what advice would you give to anyone that's currently in the middle of planning a festival themed wedding?
I think make sure you get a good band.
Yeah.
That's probably number one. Make sure your venue allows you to be quite open with your ideas, so with your decorations and stuff, because I know that there's a lot of venues, they will just give you a colour theme that you could go off if they're dressing it themselves. But then there's also some venues that wouldn't look good with multicoloured bright stuff, because there's some venues that just look amazing with rustic-y, dusty pinks, burgundies, which just look beautiful in that style of wedding. And they wouldn't, if there was rainbows everywhere, it would just be like, this is a bit too much.
Yeah.
I think go for tickety styled, save the dates, and make sure you tell people that it's going to be a laid back, casual day.
Set the expectation.
That's what we're going to let our guests know, that it's not going to be, you don't have to wear heels if you don't want to. You don't have to wear a full-on suit if you don't want to. It's going to be more of a relaxed feel.
What sort of things are you going to put in your invitation? Is it going to be like a little like packet?
I was lucky to win an Instagram giveaway for a map. It's a map of our venue, and it's beautiful that we're going to have that, and we're going to put it on some like parchment paper and fold that up into it. And then we're just going to, it's going to be quite an invitation with not that much on it. So they're going to have a website, and we're going to put our main things on the website, and just have kind of like the play of the day. So it'll be like a set list of the day.
Yeah.
So it'll have like get married at this time, and that'll probably be on the back of it. So they can kind of, if they want to wear it all day and know what's coming up, they could have a look. But we're going to have a website with the main bits of like accommodation and how to get there, etc.
I love like everyone's going to, if someone just walked into your wedding at like 10 p.m, all your guests are going to be wearing hats, band tees, lanyards, and it's actually going to feel like a festival, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. that's what we want to go for. We want to go for something that's just a bit different.
Yeah.
I know that it could be seen as a bit OTT and that we're having bands and hats made, but we don't really care.
No, like that's the thing. Like it's all about you guys and your wedding, isn't it? And that's what I love about it, because it makes it your celebration, and that's what a wedding should be, rather than I think sometimes we get so stuck in like a set, formal, rigid set of events that we forget actually that it is a celebration, and it's exciting.
And that's what we've got. Yeah, that's what we've gone for. We've kind of gone for what we want, and we're lucky that we have family that kind of want what we want, not what they want. I'm so lucky that we haven't really had anyone say, "Oh, these people need to be invited. These people need to be invited.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't do that." Our family just say, just do what you want. It's your day.
Yeah.
So as long as it makes us happy, then they're happy for us. So we're really lucky that we have supportive people in our lives to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, is your dad a Glastonbury fan as well? Did you go to Glastonbury with your dad, did you say?
Yes. So my dad, he's been to Glastonbury, I think, 11 times now. So he was the first one to take me.
Yeah.
And then we ended up having, so I did about 6 Glastonburys with just me and him. Which is really nice, and I think he's been really involved with ideas and
stuff like that,
which has been really, really nice.
Yeah,
it's his job to get the wristbands made, so I've given him a little job to keep him busy.
Oh, I bet he's well excited.
Yeah,
have you guys planned your honeymoon yet?
No, so we are hoping to go to Hawaii. That's the plan. We love America anyway, so it's kind of. But we've never been to Hawaii, and it's just somewhere a bit different. We never really go on holidays where you can have a bit of a chill out. We always go to cities and have city breaks and do lots of things. So we definitely wanted something a bit different.
Yeah. Oh, that would be exciting. It feels like ages away, doesn't it? But I know it'll just come round so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I almost I can't wait to watch your Instagram grow and see what else you come up with in the next 15 months. Yeah. It's just going to be mad.
I know. I hope it doesn't go a bit too much, but I've kind of put on the brakes a little bit of getting things booked and making things. So I did book a neon sign to have in the TP with Happily Ever After on it. I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to get a neon sign of Blaine Fest to hang somewhere in the TP, and then we can keep it.
Yeah.
So our aim is to keep it. And we can put it up somewhere in the house.
Brilliant.
And then I've also booked those Chinese lanterns. So we've got about 50 Chinese lanterns that the company's going to come put up in the. That they're all multicolored, which is going to make it really nice, I think.
Oh, I bet. Oh, I bet you're so excited.
I just want it all to come together, and it's quite a long time away now.
It is, but it's so exciting. It's nice talking about it as well, I bet.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll have inspired lots of people that are listening. And thank you so much for sharing your stories so far. It's been amazing to hear all about your wedding.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you to you guys as well for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.